Hello there. What are you doing here? Sorry, that didn't come out right. I'm a little confused, that's all. I wasn't expecting any visitors today. That's kind of why I picked this house. It's on a dead end at the very back corner. Really, no one comes by here unless they have to, so what brings a stranger like you to my doorstep? You saw an ad? What ad? That old thing? I didn't think it was still up on the board. I placed that 4 years ago? Pete was supposed to take it down. Look, it's really nice that you came all the way out here looking for a roommate, but I'm not really looking for one. Back then I was, but since no one actually took me up on the offer, I learned how to deal with things myself. Thanks for trying, though. I'm sure you'll have better luck down the street with, Oh, God, what's her name? Ugh. Oh, Rose, that's it. With Rose or something. Do you need directions to her place? You're not moving. I already told you that I don't have a place for you. You should go. Shoo! This Kitsune doesn't need a roommate anymore. I mean, yeah, it is still technically spring, but what does that have to do with anything? No, I haven't found a roommate. It's just me in this house. You can't stay here because the ad is 4 years old. What part of this aren't you understanding? Look, I get it. You came all the way here thinking you were getting a steal. Considering how faded the damn thing is, you should have figured out that it was an old ad anyways. I mean, it must have been buried underneath other layers of stuff, right? Like, you had to really dig for it, didn't you? What do you mean it was just on top? Pete told me that piece of shit. When I see him next time, oh, the words I'm gonna have with him. But that's not the point. Let me guess. You don't have a place to stay. You don't have a job. You don't have money. You don't have any formal education or training. And you were kind of banking on this as a Hail Mary, weren't you? Well, it worked out. Come on in. Don't look dumbfounded. You just got what you wanted. Come inside and I'll hear you out. There's got to be something that you bring to the table besides your good looks. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable on the couch. Sorry about the mess of things. I wasn't really expecting company, so I didn't bother to clean up. What's your name? Mine's Primrose. Though you can call me Prim. It's what I've always preferred anyways. How long have you been traveling, sweet pea? And you haven't found a place you like enough to settle down yet? You must be so tired of constantly being on the road. Why haven't you settled down yet? I do agree with you. There is quite a lot of the world to see. But if you're so determined to see everything, you're going to miss out on a lot of the small stuff. Plus, you must get awfully lonely, never staying in one place for too long. You don't get to make connections often, do you? Maybe we have more in common than I thought. I was too harsh with you earlier. I'm sorry about that. It's not your fault that Pete doesn't do his job correctly. Makes me wonder how many people are put into positions like this because of his lack of care. This could have gone a lot worse for you. Instead, you just get to talk to a kind of grumpy older Kitsune and try to convince her to let you to stay. No pressure, right? I'm willing to hear you out, sweet pea. There's something about you that I like. You remind me a bit of myself when I was younger. Being bold, going after what I wanted without a care in the world. You want a place to live, a roommate for company, and you don't want to pay for rent. It doesn't matter that I'm not actively seeking a companion right now, because you are going to do your best to convince me to keep you around. Since it is spring right now, I guess the ad wouldn't be too off. I would be looking for someone to help me through mating season. It comes once a year from the end of April to the end of June. Depending on a kitsune's designation, they will either go into heat or rut. If you couldn't tell from the smell when you walked in, I go into a rut. I used to have a friend that I would spend these seasons with, but unfortunately she got herself a proper mate, which is what caused me to make that ad in the first place. For the past few years, since no one answered the call, I've just taken care of it by myself. It's a little painful, but I'm able to make it through. If you were to move in, you would be entering a free use agreement with me. Is that something that you would be okay with? You're smart. Wanting to know what that entails. Basically, for the rest of April, all of May, and most of June, you will be available to me 24/7. If I wake up, I might go to your room and start fucking you while you're asleep. If you're bending over doing some laundry, I might run against you and take you just like that. The reason I need you to be okay with something like this is because I don't have much control over myself in ruts. My instincts just, they take over. And then it's mostly my hindbrain at that point. I wouldn't want to hurt you or do anything you don't want. Which is why you have to be okay with always being available for me. You would be expected to make sure you're always wet and always open because, if I'm being completely transparent, my brain is not going to wait and is just going to start fucking into you. In the moment, despite what I'm saying right now, I won't really care about your pleasure or if you come, because at that point, it's not about you, it's about breeding you. Is that a limit of yours? I'm not sure if the breeding would ever be successful. I'm inclined to lean towards no, because we aren't the same species. Therefore, I don't know if our equipment is even compatible with each other. What I'm working with, it's not something that you've ever taken before. Do you know what a knot is? It's something that expands at the base of my cock. Not only does it lock me inside, it makes sure all the cum stays there. The sensation is enough to make an in-heat kitsune come on the spot. While you might not be able to do that because you're a human, it's definitely going to feel good. During ruts, I am not going to pull out. I'm going to make sure you feel it every single time, Because that's what my instincts tell me to do. Would you be comfortable providing something like this for me? Yes, in exchange you would still get free rent. I would take care of everything bill-wise for you. All you have to do is remain openly available for me. Do you still want to take the deal? Then I'm going to need you to undress first. I want to make sure that I like what I'm working with. In 4 years of having that add up, apparently, not a single person has shown up. So I'm sorry if I'm being a little cautious. I just want to make sure that you're actually serious about this. If you can take my knot, then I will happily honor the deal in the ad. We can even put it in writing if you want. How does that sound? Then I need you to actually undress and not just sit there. If I'm not attracted to you, there's no point in doing this, right? I mean, I do think your face is cute. I'm into you like this, but I want to see everything, sweet pea. If you're going to be entering this agreement with me, it's well within my rights to see you naked. I might make it a rule that you don't wear clothes except when we leave the house. That way I don't have to wrestle with any unnecessary fabric. As you stand in your position, letting the fireplace warm your skin, you become aware of my eyes looking over your naked body. You look really good. Everything on display. You can feel the light dancing off of you. Can I touch? My hands instantly start exploring, feeling how soft you are underneath my touch. You can feel my claws peeking out, enjoying how they drag against you. That's good, sweetie. Some of my tails start to swish behind me, peeking up out of interest as I take this opportunity to explore. Starting to learn where your scars are. Oh, you feel so good. Squeezing your ass. Oh, you can't help how your body is reacting. Put your hands behind your back, dear. I like how obedient you are. Let's see if you can stay on your best behavior throughout. You're certainly determined enough. Wouldn't take no for an answer earlier. You're certainly not going to take it now. You're too distracted by my growing bulge, aren't you? Eyes immediately locked onto it. You can't help but stare as it gets bigger. The more I touch you, the more my cock responds. It's been so long since I had someone so eager for me. I can't even remember the last time I got to fuck someone, let alone one as young and excited as you. An older kitsune like me isn't going to need it as often as if you met me 100 years ago or so. But I'm still a lot to keep up with. I hope you can handle it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold myself back when you look as good as you do. I can't believe you came to my house and offered yourself up on a silver platter like this. Feels like you're out of a dream or something, sleepy. As your fingers twist behind your back, my hands continue to roam all over your body, paying careful attention to your chest, your nipples harden under my touch. As one of my tails starts to rub against you, you can't help but moan. The sweetness of my tail combined with the twist of your nipples only has you making a mess on the floor, leaking all over the place. You're too horny for your own good, aren't you, sweepy? Poor little thing, just look at you. I've barely laid a hand on you and you're already melting. Whining against me, leaning into the touch. Ooh, you want more? Think you can take my cock like this? I think you can. I've been releasing some of my rut pheromones in the air this entire time. You might not react like a kitsune, but your body is certainly responding to it. I want you to bend over the side of the couch for me. You're going to keep your hands behind your back the entire time. If you move them, then we stop and you get kicked out. I need to make sure that you can listen, and that is what I will be expecting if I do accept you as my roommate. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to try. Think you can manage that? No bratting with me. I'm hoping that won't be hard for you, but considering how you reacted earlier, I'm not so confident. I guess only time will tell. Maybe once you get my cock in you, that whole attitude will just disappear. Moaning against my cock as I rub it against your hole. You wish you would just go inside, don't you? Oh, you didn't have to wait long, did you? I'm not moving. Not yet, at least. You gotta get used to this. Your whole adjusting around me. You try to feel for the knot I mentioned earlier. Mentioned how it grows inside you, and now your brain is stuck on that. You want to feel just how big I can get. It's not enough that I'm older than you, or that I'm a few inches taller than you. You also want to feel just how much you can take. As your hole flutters around me, adjusting to the intrusion, you find yourself rocking against the couch, trying to get me to move, to shift inside you. Really anything to take the edge off. At least you remember your instructions. Keeping your hands behind your back. Feel almost as good as you look, sweepy. Trying to steady your breathing. Keeping a cock inside you and not moving is a lot more difficult than you thought it would be, huh? Lucky for you, I actually take pity on someone when they're being pathetic. And that's exactly what you're doing, dear. Did you even know you were making sounds when I was still? How cute. You didn't realize how much you were enjoying everything. As your hole got used to how big my cock was, you were so focused on the sensation that everything else faded away. That's how it should be, sweetie. Don't gotta worry about anything else. The outside world doesn't exist here. It's just you and me. You might hear cars. You might hear people. But none of that fucking matters. You're here to do one thing and one thing only. Make me come. Prove to me that you have what it takes to be my free use roommate. Not going to accept someone who likes to fuck all day. That's not enough for me. Need someone who's just as depraved as me, who can get as filthy as I want. Do you think that's a spot for you, sweetie? I think it is. Your hole is so fucking tight. I don't want to pull out. Ever. Going to spend more time like this once you're moved in. Going to get so used to being fucked. It's going to be weird when you're left empty. Your body is going to crave the constant use, the influx of dopamine that I provide you. I can already tell you're loving this, clenching around me. Your fingers struggle to stay still. Wish you could grip something, feel me, but you can't, so you don't. You listen. You stay in your self-imposed bondage. You try to obey because you want to prove yourself. Not going to be accepted any other way. Everything is riding on this. Gotta do what you do best, sweetie. Gotta take a load. Make me come. If you can handle my knot, then I'll happily accept you as my roommate. Hope your hole can take it, because it is quite tight. I got this vice grip on me, like you don't want me to leave. Just love being fooled that much. Love how it feels to be stuffed like this every day. It's okay, dear. I've got you. You're okay. Let all the sounds out. Don't keep them for yourself. Don't be greedy. I'm the one making you feel this good. It's only fair that I get to hear how much you're enjoying yourself, right? Oh, yes, yes. My cock keeps thrusting in and out of your hole as you nod your head. It's almost harder for you to let your noises out because you are aware of just how much you're moaning. Oh, as embarrassment sets in, you feel my hand reaching around, starting to touch you. Oh, that's it. That's good, isn't it? Rocking into my touch, you finally get some friction. You could almost cry in relief as your hose pounded into you, making sure to aim for that bundle of nerves. Oh, it's almost too much for your sensitive body to handle. Look so small like this. Yes, you do. Bent in half, taking every inch of me. That's right, dear. I gotta be careful with you. Don't wanna break you or something. Holding back on my own strength, the grip on your hips tightens. You can feel that the bruises are going to start forming soon, can't you? I guess if you break something, you gotta buy it, right? Oh, yeah. That's right. Enjoying how that sounds, you move yourself backwards, starting to fuck yourself harder on me. Ooh. Oh, that's it. That's what I want to feel. Yes, keep going, dear. You're making me feel really good. Going to earn my nod, aren't you? Yeah, is that right? Do you want to feel it braiding you? It's going to tip you over the edge, feeling my cock swell inside you, getting bigger, stretching you out. Think you're a fool now, just wait. You're going to be stuffed by the time my knot is breeding you. Going to lock us together. Won't be able to pull apart for 15 minutes at least. Maybe longer, considering how long I've gone without this. First person I fucked in 4 years. And I gotta say, you're even better than I thought. Velvet surrounding me, hugging every inch. It's like you can't get enough. No matter what I do, where I am, you're begging for more. At this point, you don't care who hears, as long as you get your orgasm right. Oh, yes. Oh, as you feel the knot getting bigger inside you, you realize I wasn't lying. Oh, you clench around it, trying to figure out the size, the shape, how big it's going to get, but you can't. Getting distracted by the pleasure. You feel my hand on the back of your neck, pushing you into the sofa. Oh, yeah, that's it, dear. Ass looks fucking amazing like this, jiggling as my hips buck into yours. Oh, yes. As you grind into my hand, your pressure keeps building. As the seconds pass, you get closer to the edge. Head held into the couch. The light is blocked out. There's only darkness. Almost like you're wearing a blindfold or something. It's so much harder to deny how good you're feeling when it's all you can focus on. You want to come so fucking badly, I can see it in your body. The way your muscles are straining. You're absolutely beautiful, sleepy. Can't look away. Too fucking sexy for your own good. My knot pulses inside you, letting you know just how close I am. That's the only warning you're going to get, sleepy. You're going to come with me, aren't you? Fuck yes. Yes, you are, dear. Going to prove to me that you have what it takes, that you can handle something like this. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I think we can say that was a success, right? I'm glad you agree, sweet pea. Now we're going to be tied like this for the next couple of minutes. Back in the day, my knots would only take 15 minutes to go down. I was so good at it. Ooh, but because it's been a little bit since my last one, it's probably going to be closer to 30 minutes. Though the more we do this, the more it will go down to the typical knot time. How does it feel to be bred by a kitsune, dear? You liked it that much, huh? So, would you want to move in? You just made me so happy. Thank you, sweet pea. Maybe this year mating season won't be the worst thing in the world. I'll have to send a little basket of something to Pete. Turns out his laziness might have been the best thing to have happened. You've convinced me. When do you want to move in? That's kind of soon, but I think I can arrange for that. I'm not going to complain about the company, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever had someone this excited to spend time with me. It's fun. It's a nice change of pace. Normally, when people come here, they're wanting something from me. This doesn't feel like that. We're helping each other out. A little tick for tack, if you will. What made you try out the old ad anyways? Desperate times call for desperate measures. I appreciate the boldness. And I'm glad you took the chance because I would have missed out on meeting you. I get the feeling that that's not something I would have wanted to do. So welcome to your new house, dear. I hope you enjoy your stay with me, because I am certainly going to be enjoying your company.